This is Neharika Palivella, and I'm here interviewing
Josie Cruzan.
So, Josie, you're a sophomore at Carmel High School, and I know that you're very involved in politics. So, can you talk a little bit about how you got involved?
So, I, way back in, like, I would say mid to late seventh grade, I started paying attention to the news a little bit more because I knew that, like, the election was coming up, and I started kind of learn about politics and about activism especially, and about, like, kind of the political landscape both globally and nationally. And my parents were always the kind of people who taught me that, like, I should be loving and accepting of everyone, no matter who or what they are. And so because I had that view going into learning about politics, I kind of became really, really passionate about human rights issues and just, like, things like that. And so... And so I kind of had that mindset going into my freshman year of high school, especially after the 2016 election, which made me just really, really, really angry.
Yeah. Understandable.
And going into my freshman year, I was, like, at the activities fair, I think it was, and there was a booth, and it was for the Young Democrats Club. And at the time, I, like, identified as a Democrat, and I still do, because both of my parents are, and that's just the political party that I align the most with. But the Young Democrats Club had a booth at the Freshman Activities Fair, and the former president, Jose, he was standing there, and we had a whole conversation about, like, politics and about why I felt the way that I felt. And that kind of spurred me to say, oh, hey, this club might be kind of interesting. I should go to that. And then the same thing kind of happened with Action Together, which was at the time run by Kiki Conieres. And through that, I kind of went to the first meetings for both of those. And I just kind of met a lot of people who are really, really like-minded. And from there, I just kind of dived into it because this was something that I could do with other people because I was passionate about it and because they were passionate about it as well. So,
what exactly do you do in each of these clubs?
So, currently the, like, more politically oriented clubs that I'm involved with are CHS Young Democrats, CHS Action Together, and CHS Teens of the Choice. Teens of the Choice is basically just the pro-choice club. And we do mostly discussion-based things as well as fundraisings. Like, this year we're fundraising for both Prevail and the Julian Center. And then in Action Together, we also do discussion, but we do more kind of, like, activism-oriented things. So, like, we're having a voter drive at some point this year and just, like, things like that. And we had one last year as well. And then in Young Democrats, it's a lot of going out right now, especially because we're so close to the election, but going out and canvassing and talking to people and trying to get people to vote for the candidates that we support, as well as talking about our political views and talking about current events.
What's been the your favorite thing that you've done through these clubs so far?
So back in January, as a whole club, the Young Democrats, and we were probably 20 strong at the time, we all went to the Women's March together. And that was really fun because there was just really a sense of solidarity between us because it felt like a family. And so we were able to go out and to voice our opinions and to make our voices heard, and we were able to do that as a group, and it was just really, really powerful to experience, to be standing there and, like, walking there chanting alongside of a bunch of my close friends.
I agree, that experience was definitely amazing. Mm-hmm. So what about politics, like, right now? What is the thing that angers you most?
I am just astounded at certain people's disregard for human life and human well-being.
You can call people out in this interview.
Okay, Republicans... I am disgusted by the Republican Party's inability to put the needs and rights of others over their own fiscal and moral greed. And that is just, it's infuriating.
Could you be a little more specific?
With things like healthcare, why is it that the increase of wealth of old white people is so important that it becomes more important than ensuring 30 million people, of which I am included, with healthcare? Because if the Affordable Care Act is taken away, then 30 million people won't be insurable because of pre-existing conditions. And I have pre-existing conditions, and so it's really important to me. But I just conceptually cannot understand why people think that access to healthcare and access to housing and access to clean food and water is not as important as lobbying or as getting more money for yourself. There's just something so incredibly selfish about that that just makes me so mad, I want to scream.
Yeah, that is very much a relatable feeling. So do you plan on, like, going into politics in the future?
So I honestly have no idea where I want to go for undergrad in terms of, like, colleges and universities. But what I want to do is I want to major in psychology and minor in political science for undergrad. Then I want to go to law school. Then I want to practice for some time, at least, just because I think it's really important to get that experience beforehand. And then I want to run for a state legislative position, and then a federal one, and then eventually I want to run for president in 2052.
Amazing. Got my vote. Why do you think that there's been such an increase in youth participation in politics?
I think that a large part of it, honestly, is social media. Because even though the whole thing with, like, fake news and stuff, a lot of what we see on the internet, especially pre-2016, which is kind of when I got into politics, is in fact true, or at least some part of it is true. And so that's making more and more people aware. Because, like, I know that I personally got involved in politics through social media. And a lot of my friends also got into politics through social media. And so because of that, I think that kind of, it's not even that social media is educating us, but it's prompting us to become more educated because news is so much more widespread now. Because instead of it just being like, oh, your parents watch the news at 6 o'clock every night or in the mornings or whatever, or your dad reads the newspaper every Sunday, it's, I follow BuzzFeed News on Instagram and I saw that they posted this thing about this thing and it made me really, really passionate about it. And I also think part of it is that because everything is so much more public, people are becoming more aware of kind of what's happening globally, especially with, like, the 2016 election. Because I've heard testimonies from other people that have said, oh, it was the 2016 election that prompted me to go into politics. And so I think for young people, especially because we live so much of our lives on social media, we're seeing that and we're feeling something about it, whether it's joy or sadness or anger, but we are feeling those emotions and it's prompting us to be more active.
Okay, so why do you think it's so important that young people, or at least, like, kids our age, like teenagers, are getting involved in politics?
I think it's really important because we are the future. Like, our lives are currently being spread out in front of us. And previously, like, in previous generations, they were spread out in front of us by people so much older than us. Like, people who are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, they're the ones that are currently making legislation and having a voice. And so I think that the trend of younger people getting involved is really important because it's us saying, okay, no, we are not going to allow you to decide what our world will look like. We are going to make our world for ourselves.
Okay, so I know that you're also involved with Planned Parenthood. Would you be able to talk about that a little?
So I am on Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky's Teen Council, And so what that means is that I am part of their peer-led sex ed council. So my primary duties for that are going to other schools and actually educating kids about sex and about safe sex and about anatomy and just all of that that is involved in sex ed. And so, for example, Carmel, we have a rule. Carmel has a rule that states basically that you can't have an outside person come in and teach sex ed. But not a lot of schools actually have that. And so at various points throughout the year, I'll actually go to schools and talk to kids about sex and about sex ed and that kind of thing. But that also means kind of educating myself to educate others. So, like, we have meetings every Tuesday in Indianapolis from, like, 5 to 7. And it's where we go and we learn about a specific topic that week. So, like, last week we learned about anatomy. And that was just what we talked about for 2 hours to have a more comprehensive understanding so that we could help other people understand.
How did you get involved?
So, the former VP of Young Democrats back in February, Bryn, her name was Bryn Walker, she was like, oh, this is happening this day, and I'm going if you guys also want to go. And what it was called Youth Lobby Day, and it was with the Indiana Youth Group, which is an LGBT youth center in Indianapolis, and Planned Parenthood Teen Council. And it was, you sign up and you apply and things, and then you go, like, I missed a day of school, and I went and I actually lobbied for a certain sex ed. The bill that we lobbied for was an opt-in sex ed bill that basically stated that if that instead of opting out, you opt in, which was really, really bad for just sex ed and education in general. Because
wait, could you explain, like, the bill a little further?
Okay, so the bill was called the opt-in sex ed bill, and basically what it stated was that previously, well, currently, because the bill hasn't officially been passed yet, but currently it's instead of, if your school is going to teach sex ed, you have to opt out. Like, your parents have to sign a paper saying opt out. But if the bill is passed, and I'm actually not sure if it has been passed yet or not, but it probably will be. So if and when the bill is passed, it will say that instead of opting out, your parents have to sign a permission slip that says you are allowed to take sex ed. So instead of opting out, you'll opt in. And part of the reason why we were lobbying against this specific bill is because it will drastically decrease the number of people that actually receive sex ed, which has been proven in states like Texas, which have some of the strictest sex ed laws in the country, and also one of the highest teen pregnancy rates in the country, fun fact, that it will drastically increase the number of STDs in teen pregnancy, like STDs in young people and teen pregnancies. So that's kind of what the bill is, and we were lobbying against it. So we went and we talked to senators and representatives and said, hey, this is why we don't think you should pass this bill.
Okay, perfect. That's all I need. Thank you. Mm-hmm.